legend becomes fact. Print the legend.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Trusting in the sanity and restraint of the United States is not a strategy, and it is not an option.
We don't need no thought control.
What's a conspiracy notion out there? How much influence do you have? Was it you and your fellow neoconservatives that created the momentum towards overthrowing Saddam Hussein?
Nobody does a thing in this town without our approval.
You both were members of Skull and Bones, a secret society at Yale. What does that tell us?
Not much, because it's a secret.
Is there a secret handshake? Is there a secret code?
I wish there were something secret I could manifest.
322, a secret number?
There are all kinds of secrets.
Welcome back to Cloak and Dagger. I'm your host, Lenny Bloom. And I'm joined by Sherman H. Skolnick of Chicago, the famous Judge Buster, and one of the great detectives of hidden history and covered-up history of all time. It's August the 2nd, and it's 2:47 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And we're on the line together. Sherman, welcome to Cloak and Dagger.
I guess others are agreeing with me that the special federal grand jury in Chicago has issued what they usually call a true bill, a federal criminal indictment issued against George W. Bush, Richard Cheney, Condoleezza Rice, and others for federal criminal offenses. Stemming in part from the leak of information fingering Valerie Plame, a deep cover CIA operative, an expert on weapons of mass destruction, who supervised a team of more than 70 penetration agents worldwide. And Tom Flacco has run the first authoritative story about the special grand jury in Chicago and the fact that they have voted a true bill, a series of federal criminal indictments against the fictitious presidency of America.
Well, Tom, this is tremendous because it's something that we recognized in our own minds how we would feel if we were a grand juror being presented with all the facts. Of course, we've been following all these facts before the grand jurors were born. Now we're getting to the point where hopefully they're being presented with a lot of the facts that you and I learned long ago. And, I mean, it's shocking to people when they start to see what's in the printed record, and you're an expert in this. This is what you love to do. Can you, you know, give us some insights from your side of it?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, the last story that we just put together, this financial terrorism towers over 9/11, it has a lot of information in it, and we knew that there were indictments coming. We knew we knew about subpoenas 2 weeks ago. Actually, they were reported. Hennigan was reporting that, and I would never have put this story out if I didn't know Tom Hennigan in terms of conversations over a number of you know, a certain number of conversations and interviews with him and discussions with him, because basically I found that him to be an incredible analyst of documents. He helped me a great deal in a couple of the key documents. For example, the one from the counterintelligence agent Leo Wanta, the former ambassador from Somalia to Switzerland, he wrote to Richard Cheney, the vice president, that boxes of cash were coming out of the Philippines and being delivered.
Oh, we lost them. Are you there, Sherman?
Yeah, maybe his cell phone was running down.
We lost him. Well, Sherman.
Wait a minute. Try him back somehow.
I'm here.
Oh, good. There he is.
I'm here. You know, I got cut off a second there. Interesting. Anyway, but listen.
You know what? Can I call you on another? It's bad line, you know. You got a better line?
I do, but I don't want to wake up my family here. I'm myself.
Okay, all right. Then let's stick with it. We'll just go with it.
Just go with a little bit more. While I have you anyway, but the key thing is one of those documents. This is what's incredible. I can't believe the media. I have other documents from Leo Wanta, and the signatures match. This is an authentic document, and the one document from Stu Webb and Tom Hennigan, the Wanta document up on his site. Basically, I said, "How long have you had this document up there?" He says, "It's been up there for 3 months, 4 months." And I said, "You're kidding me! This is the boxes of cash leaving the Philippines 30 days after 9/11."
And I put it up on my site a long time ago. I had it all up on the site.
But that's not the kicker. That's not the kicker. Tom says, there's another one we got.
Yeah, he's got tons of stuff.
He says, this document from Wanta to Cheney on December 14th says that the boxes of cash were going out in a couple months afterwards, which is a clear indication of payoffs for 9/11. At least it's screaming for an investigation. But the other document says that the U.S. Asia Intel Ops determined that one of the individuals sitting next to Osama bin Laden in the White House released terrorist, unquote, video was the same guy that was meeting 30 days after the attacks with a White House or with an FBI special agent in charge. So now you've got a White House, or you got a federal agent, an FBI agent ostensibly representing the United States government meeting with one of Osama bin Laden's associates. That's another thing. It's screaming for an investigation, you know. And I
well, of course, we knew FBI was involved, Division 5, in the Kennedy assassination in the 70s, right, Sherman?
Absolutely. Well,
and it's important to realize that these things aren't fresh, and like are now not new. Of course, they're just coming out now, but those who really got on board the JFK surfboard knew that Division 5 FBI and Hoover were very much involved in the operation to assassinate President John Kennedy, and Jim Garrison knew that.
Well, you know what?
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Do you hear him, Sherman?
Do you think some of your other...
sorry, folks, if you don't hear... Sherman, I hear you, but I have problems. Tom, I can hear you now. Go ahead.
You hear me? Okay.
Tom, is it possible that some of your connections in the alternative press, I think you know who I mean, would they dare run your story as well?
Well, here's what... I got a call from one of the big websites, a big one, and he says, do you have incontrovertible, you know, evidence that this is legit? And I told him, I said, look, I never would have run with this thing if I had not had personal conversations and heard this guy do a whole bunch of radio shows. And plus, what they're just now putting pictures of Rove and Colin Powell in Newsweek, in today's issue of Newsweek, that Rove and Powell are in trouble. That's all they're going to say. They're not saying that they were subpoenaed and that Rove was indicted and Colin Powell. At this point, he cooperated with the grand jury. I even wrote that 7 or 8 days ago, and Tom Hennigan reported it 10 or 12 days ago. So I mean, that's been out there, and they're just now starting to get out. But they don't want all this. They don't want the indictments out there. I don't know how they're going to spin it. How are you going to spin an indictment? How do you spin that? How do you spin it?
You can't spin it. It's already been spun.
Exactly.
It's already spinning so hard you can't get your traction on it.
You know what, if I was a reporter and I lived in Chicago, like, what I would do is I would go down to that courthouse and I would say, I want to see a copy of the indictment. It's all over the web. Where's the copy of the indictment? Of the indictments. You know that there's copies of them. Now, you know, I understand that what they're doing is they're trying to keep, you know, to keep it undercover. The other night when I was on rents, Jeff said, I never saw so much. There's so much evidence here. I said, how can one, this was the key quote, how can one grand jury investigate all this crime? And I said, well, that's mysteries of the mind, but we may have an answer
well,
to that.
Wait a minute. Tom, there's a simple answer.
They can't, right?
No, wait.
I hope they're in touch with the sheriff in Brownsville, Texas.
You've got to understand the grand jury system. Fitzgerald has got about six special federal grand juries that he's working with. It's not just one grand jury. Something with this many situations.
He has more than one grand jury.
One federal grand jury.
Five of them.
Yeah, five or six of them. Some years ago, I was taken for a tour of the grand jury meeting rooms and so on by the woman that is in charge of the day-to-day provisions, providing them with lunch and so on. Of course, I couldn't. I wasn't told secret things. I was just showing where they meet. And things like that, and they've got provisions for as many as at least six grand juries, and therefore, even now, it isn't one special federal grand jury.
Oh, so in other words, I got you. You know what I would love to do? We ought to co-write a story, Sherman, just once. I'll put it in, you know, we'll sit and do it back and forth on the phone, and I'll put it out. We'll put it out under both of our bylines, and what we should write on.
Should I mention on this program the one alternative publisher who might run this story? I won't mention them if you don't wish to mention them. You know what I mean.
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure. Are you talking about Jeff?
The other one, headquartered in D.C. Do they still take your stories?
No, I don't. I pretty much am on my own now.
Yeah, we're taping.
Sherman, I got two good questions. Number one.
Wait a minute. Are we taping, Lenny?
We're taping.
Yeah, we're taping. Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Sherman, I wanted to ask you, are you right now here? I wanted to ask Sherman, what do you think the media is going to do when this thing starts to hit around the web and they're going to say he's crazy, Hennigan's crazy, they don't know what they're talking about?
They're going to try to distract people with Iran and nuclear.
Oh, you think they're going to just ignore it? Okay.
No, I don't know if they could ignore it. Their advertisers are canceling very important ads. Procter & Gamble, according to the Wall Street Journal, has canceled all their TV network ads because they're not producing anymore. They don't want to go with us bloggers to that venue.
Us nasty bloggers. You forgot the word nasty.
That's throwing gasoline on the brush fire that's 90% through its travels.
Yeah, you know,
there is a tremendous credibility gap with the monopoly press.
It's huge.
People no longer respect them or believe them. They believe people like you and me more so than the monopoly press. That's why we're making some progress.
And, it's pretty sad. You know what somebody just told me? I've been having website difficulties.
Wait a second. I don't think it's sad. I think it's a happy day, Tom. Where are you getting from? Man, it's happy days thanks to, Christmas has come early this year in August.
Well, you're talking about that. I'm just talking about having to be hosted in Russia and all those kinds of things. You guys had to move overseas in a foreign country to be hosted.
We're in the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Yes.
Your story, Tom.
Frankfurt, Germany.
Your story, Tom, is going to force the Monopoly Press to take some action about this.
They're going to
attack you as
me.
A nasty blogger.
That's right.
Or they're going to try to deal with a small portion of this story. Because it isn't going to go away.
Well, they're going to say that you're involved with the junkyard dogs. That's what the White House calls us, the junkyard dogs. Hannigan, Skolnick, and Bloom are the junkyard dogs, right, Sherman?
Sounds like a law firm to me.
That's right. Hannigan, Skolnick, and Bloom.
Yeah, limited, or LLP, right? Sherman, the other question I wanted to ask you is, what precautions are they taking with both the grand jury and this prosecutor, given the fact that you had the father, the mother, and the husband of the judge murdered? Given those extreme circumstances, I would think there's got to be a major security going. What do you know about security?
Well, first of all, Tom, you'd have to read what I've written about Judge Lefkoe.
Right, I have.
She was selected by Fitzgerald to assist him with grand jury problems. But what has happened is the traditional mafia, the Italian and Sicilian mafia, is no longer effective in the judge bribery business. And the Russian mafia have taken over, and Judge Lefkoe, unfortunately, her and her husband got too friendly with the Russian mafia. It would divert from this discussion to go into all of that. I have written stories about that already that are on my website, and so that's where that is. The point is that. The basic story about what the grand jury is doing is correct, and your story is correct. And the mass media will try to wiggle out of it, but in order to maintain some credibility, they may nibble at the edges of it. You already said that the current issue of Newsweek is raising questions about. Colin Powell and others.
Yeah.
Why do you suppose they're raising it if not because of this?
Yeah, because that's already been out there. I've had it out there for 7-8 days. You guys have had it out there. I mean, it's been out there. Come on.
Sherman, are they popping corks in Madrid tonight? Sherman, are they popping corks in Madrid tonight?
Well, are you talking about King Juan Carlos, or who?
Yes, you know who I'm talking about.
Tom, my opinion is that your story is going to force the thing out in the open. The Monopoly Press is going to have to deal with some aspect of this. They're not going to recognize the validity of your story regardless of what. But the public is going to put pressure on the media. They're going to have to do something.
Yeah.
They're going to have to do something. And you will see signs of it.
They're popping corks in Paris tonight. Oh, it would be wonderful to be in Paris, wouldn't it, Sherman?
Yeah, absolutely.
I bet you, there's no other city on the planet like Paris. They'd be popping corks on the Champs-Élysées tonight, Herr Skolnick.
You got that?
Yeah, absolutely. I hope we're among the first to commend you, Tom.
Right. You're the very first. You're the very first. And not only that, this is the first air. And you know what? I've got family stuff that I'm going to do. I wasn't going to do this tonight. But I said, if I don't write something like this, what would I write? Well, you don't write this story when you're sitting there and you're hearing it and you have a real confidence in the quality of the reporting and the quality of the pilots. You know.
If there was an honest Pulitzer Prize committee,
you would be
awarded the prize. But the Pulitzer Prize committee, someday you'll have to write about them because they are not legitimate.
that's what Stu keeps saying. Tom Hennigan told me that the last story I wrote was a public execution and the most important story he'd read in 2 years. That's what he told me. He said it was unbelievable, and I'm telling you, that's an honor for a guy like him to ask me to write something like that. Because I mean, it's just trying to get the word out there. A lot of it I wrote very late at night, and so for this was basically we just put this together in about an hour or so, 50 minutes to an hour.
I suspect, Tom, that the foreign press, particularly on the continent, will use some version of your story. I hope they mention you specifically by name.
Well, you know what? I've gotten past that because you and I know that I'm not doing this for personal. Oh, it's nice to be recognized and so forth, but I'm not doing this for personal. I am sick and tired of the crime and the theft and the fact that people can't get jobs. People are pouring over the borders. They're wide open. They say, well, we got to worry about terrorist attacks, but then why are our borders unsealed? Why are they wide open? Why do we have preemptive wars under false pretenses? Why do we lie? What about 9/11? There's no question. All you got to do is look at the tons of DVDs. Just look at the evidence of the television films are out there showing the attacks in slow motion where you see the explosions in the towers. It's unbelievable evidence, and they're totally ignoring it, and we cannot let that happen. And if it just takes a few people, and you know who they are, there's a ton of people actually that are out there, and
there's a growing number of us nasty bloggers, and we're forcing the bad guys to pay attention. We're forcing them.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Sherman. Sometime we'll